Well, hello and welcome. It is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 1st of October 2023. Hope you were well and had a great weekend. We are into October. And I always think October is such a brilliant time of year. It's when I feel autumn really does kick in and those vibrant colours start to show up. But plants also begin to die back. And I think it is just such a great time of year with all those reds and oranges that we tend to see out and about. Now, obviously, October, Halloween comes in at the end. And this is often the month when I start to change the logo over to our October Halloween edition logo, which you will see on the seed packets as they arrive through the letterbox this week. Now, what I want to talk about today is a few of the jobs that I want to be attending to throughout October. And like I said, October, I always feel, is a great month. There's a lot of things that we do. We do tend to garden right throughout the year. We don't sit back. And October is a good chance to really get ahead of ourselves. Now, I always believe that although plants are starting to die back, leaves are falling, I always believe it's best to remove a plant before it actually dies back, turning it into better compost while it's still green. You know what I mean? If you leave it to wither and die, there's not so much material. However, we don't want to remove a plant that is still productive, but if they are no longer productive, it's highly unlikely they're going to produce anything. So beans will come out. They may still look good, just time to get rid of them. And of course, that goes into our compost bin. Now here, everything gets composted. If it can be composted, it will be composted. But that does mean we need to tend to those compost bins quite regularly. Turning over, mixing the compost helps produce better compost just by aerating the mix and gives us a chance to see what is going on. Something I often do anyway. And we also try and add as much as we can to the compost bins. Make sure the bins themselves are in good condition. Take care, treat them if they need a bit of treating. Screw them back into place if they need that. And obviously, we do add any falling leaves from trees to our compost bins, providing they're not going to become leaf mould, of course. Leaf mould is our number one priority with leaf fall. Now, another task is something that we've really started doing is planting out our overwintering plants, garlic, onions, broad beans, green manures. Now, I'm a big fan of growing green manures, especially over the winter. They're really good at protecting our soils and just preventing the soil from being eroded and nutrients from being washed away, as well as adding more nutrients to the soil. Phacelia, field beans, some of my favourites. These are all well worth growing and they can be sown directly into the ground as beds become empty. Now, something else that we might consider doing is planting out some bare rooted fruit trees or bushes. Usually towards the end of month and even into November, these become available, often found from online nurseries. These are a really cost effective way to get extra plants. They are cheap to buy, easy to transport, and they literally come like a stick with a few roots on the bottom wrapped up in cling film. There will be no leaves or anything like that. Now, the good thing with these, they are best planted while the soil is still warm and moist. And these just establish over winter when not much is going on above, but they're putting their roots down. They're getting established over winter. Come next year, come spring, they will bounce into life and they are already good to go. Now, also throw in asparagus as another option. You can get autumn planted asparagus crowns. And what, from my experience, I've had more luck actually planting our asparagus crowns in the autumn compared to our spring ones. Reason being is that I believe that over the winter months, because the soil is always damp, it's always moist, it just helps establish our plants. When we plant them in the spring, we have got to really stick hard with watering them to get them established. So I always find that if I'm going to plant them out in the autumn, I will plant them out in the autumn. We did actually sow for members who were back in January, I think it was. We did sow some asparagus from seed, which have germinated and grown really well here. We're going to get some of those in the ground probably next year, actually. We're going to give them a chance to really get through the first winter. We'll move them into the greenhouse for protection. But I'm looking forward to seeing how they get on. But that's an idea. If you haven't got any asparagus at the moment and you want to get some, look at some autumn planted root crowns. Now, it's also worth going around and checking the sturdiness of your trees and secure them if strong winds are going to come. October is known for stormy weather, of course. Added to that, sheds and gates and fences, it's worth giving those a check over as well. Greenhouses too. Make sure everything is tight and ready to sort of pull up with any strong winds that happen. Added to that, it's worth keeping an eye on the weather anyway. We don't really experience really cold weather here in October, certainly down on the south where I am. But it's still worth just checking that weather, keep an eye, and get those fleece blankets ready should they be needed. Certainly into November, they're going to be needed a bit more. But whatever you use to protect your plants, they may well be needed. Now, if you've got some mulch around some of your plants, it's well worth doing, especially things that are going to be in the ground, rhubarb or anything like that. That's pretty much dying back now. Get those into the ground. I spoke earlier about plants dying back, and it's just occurred to me, something like rhubarb, where the roots are going to stay in the ground, you don't want to cut those back when they're not productive, because you want to put as much energy into the roots of those. But yeah, give them a good mulch, helps protect them over this winter months as well. Give them a bit of a blanket, if you like. So, yeah, if you've got plenty of mulch, go and do that. Compost is the best, as I've said time and time. Leaves and things like that too. Now, another thing we want to do throughout October is to inspect and maintain our tools. Sharpen them, oil them, treat them, and whatever you need to do, give them a good sort out and make sure that they're going to be good to get through the winter and also good for next year. We should be doing this quite regularly anyway, but it's a good chance to really get into them and give them a good sort out. Now, the evenings are going to be drawing in as well. It's going to get darker and earlier, which gives us an excellent opportunity just to make plans for next year. And I always like to work out what I want to grow and where I want to grow it. And then we want to go through our seed tins and see that we've got all the seeds that we need. Get rid of any old seeds. If, like me, I've got so many seeds, I tend to get rid of them. And then order any seeds that might be needed for next year. It won't be long till seed catalogues actually start coming out as well, and these actually provide some interesting reading material. I like to look through and just get some ideas of things that we might grow for next year too. So yeah, October is indeed a very busy month in the veg garden and allotments. So yeah, we better get on with it. Right guys, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Please take care, and I'll speak to you again next time. Right. Take care, guys.